former Bethel foster parent Peter Tony will spend the rest of his life in prison. Today, Tony was sentenced to 66 years with no possibility for parole for three consolidated child sex abuse counts in which he pleaded guilty. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
Superior Court Judge Douglas Blankenship sentenced the 70-year-old in a 2.5-hour hearing with a few victims and families in the room. After Tony did not completely understand the complicated proceedings, Blankenship put it simply for him and the courtroom.
You're a predator and too dangerous to society. So what the court's intention is to keep you in jail till the end of your life.
In a February deal with prosecutors, Tony pleaded guilty to charges of sexually abusing a minor in 2012 when he abused a 4-year-old his wife had in daycare. He also pleaded guilty to molesting a 12-year-old girl in 1998. Tony's stepdaughter, Kimberly Bruch, says she was abused by Tony as a child and spoke to the court, saying she hoped other victims would be validated by the sentence. Afterwards, she said she's found closure and added that the length of the sentence doesn't make a difference to her.
It's not going to bring my sisters back.
Bruch's two sisters were abused by Tony and later committed suicide. In considering Tony's sentence, the judge silently read through one sister's suicide note that mentioned the abuse. But Tony isn't going to jail for the abuse decades ago, but for more recent cases. The court says Tony had been abusing since the early 70s. No one knows exactly how many victims, but Tony admitted to a few. Stepdaughter Bruch says state agencies bear a large part of the blame and says she first reported in 1982.
There's agencies that could have perhaps helped him or held him accountable sooner. Maybe there would have been that possibility of rehabilitation 30, 40 years ago, had they done their job. But not only did they fail to take action based on the reports that they received, they licensed him as a foster parent. They continued to ignore one report after another and continued to entrust more children to him.
Before running a small daycare out of their home, Tony and his late wife Marilyn had been foster parents for 14 years between 1984 and 1998, at which point they lost their license from the state after a substantiated claim, according to the Alaska Dispatch. There was no report to police at that time. To the knowledge of Corporal Amy Davis with the Bethel Police Department, she began investigating in early 2013. The 66-year sentence is longer than the 50 years the state actually asked for. Prosecutor Chris Carpinetti said the prospect of rehabilitation for Tony simply did not exist. Public defender Mark Osterman asked for a smaller sentence.
I think under the circumstances, Mr. Tony is redeemable, and I don't think that the court should throw away the key.
In handcuffs and a yellow jumpsuit, Tony made a brief statement saying he grew up without a father and with no guidance. He said drinking had caught up with him and he was never good in social situations. He apologized after being prompted by his attorney.
To those, I am really very sorry. I can't. There's no words that could really say what I, not to my knowledge anyways, that I am really, I wouldn't say that really I am sorry. Those things happen.
Tony was sentenced to 2 36-year prison terms with 6 years suspended and 10 years with 4 years suspended in another for a total of 66 years to be served. He also got at least 15 years probation, which the judge said is not going to be relevant at Tony's age. Prosecution indicated that it will be seeking restitution for victims. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.